going back thousands of years, agriculturists, farmers have known that when a calf or a baby goat or a baby sheep starts to nurse, milk does not appear at the nipple.
Right.
Until an appreciable time has passed, as much as a half a minute or minute. And then milk suddenly appears in the nipple and the baby can start to take the milk. Now, that reflex has been called the letdown reflex. And oxytocin actually first gets involved in scientific knowledge in the nursing process because it stimulates the contraction of the lobules that contain the milk.
Yes.
So that all of the little subsidiary lobules where milk is formed contract and the milk appears in the nipple. Without oxytocin, you do not get letdown.
That's
without
right.
letdown, the breast can be filled with milk, but the baby can't get at
right.
it. So that was one of the most important aspects.
What's interesting about what you're saying is that it's oxytocin that connects the social interaction of the mother and the baby. It's part of this social mechanism, which it has been shown to have in all different other kinds of situations, where prolactin is, Roger Short has said that prolactin sets the table and oxytocin serves the meal.
Yeah, milk production does require, is essential for...
And you know much more than I, I'm sure, but prolactin, being growth hormone-like, has a whole different physiology.
Oh, And if you think about it, how this complicated system has evolved in mammals, prolactin doesn't work until the breast has been stimulated by estrogen and progesterone.
Right.
And that doesn't occur towards the end of pregnancy.
Yes.
And successful mammalian reproduction needs the scheduling of this entire
right.
complex thing. And then the part that you're interested in, particularly the psychological, these hormones not only stimulate the breast milk, but they enable the bonding of the mother to the child
right.
in the context of delivering milk.
Right.
It is, I mean, how can such a system have evolved? It's mind-boggling.
Well, and it did permit the complex evolution of our primate, from our primate ancestors to what we call human, because we needed a very high level of coordination of endocrinology and behavior at a level that it is kind of hard to imagine how it could have happened. I don't think anyone has even tried to explain that. Have you got any ideas?
Well, and I'm not going to even speculate because it's hard to know. There's so many things that had to work for it to work.